Case number 11,207, Donald and Margaret Drazidi, northwest of Road 348, Irons Lane, northwest of Seagrass Court with access through Seagrass Plantation Lane and fronting on Indian River Bay. Tax map ID is 134, map 7, parcel 97. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
It's Donald A. Didsey, 304 Old South Road, Duncan, South Carolina.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. My wife and I purchased this property in 1997. I came to you in 2008 and requested a setback on the front and the sides of 10 feet each and 20 feet in the rear, and that was approved. At that time, I went into a contract with a builder, and after I spent a little bit of money with him, he increased the price by $42,000. So I immediately fired him, and we started all over again. Went through another contractor. Unfortunately, didn't pay him this time. And we finally, in 2011, came with Miranda and Hart, and we had a design, and we went for permits in November of 2011. At that time, unbeknownst to me, the variance that I had applied for in 2008 had expired. So we came back with, at this time, the full drawings of the house that we were going to build. And in January of this year, you approved the variance for the setback of the home. We tore down our existing home in May. We started construction in August. And we went to settlement in March, middle of March of this year. And at that time, only at that time, did they tell us that we were given a temporary certificate of occupancy, specifically because the front stairs, which were supposed to be 3.5 feet wide, are actually 4.5 feet wide. And they are inside of the setback. At this time, we had the option of tearing the stairs out, the foundations, the footings, and everything, and bringing them back within the variance that you gave us in January, or to come here and plead our case and say that my wife and I like the way the stairs are now, and we'd prefer not to have to tear them out if we don't have to.
Was that January of this year, January of 2012?
That was January of this year.
This year.
No, I'm sorry. January 2012 was when we were given the variance. I wasn't going to tear down the existing house until I got the variances and had all my permits in place.
That was seven tenths of a foot.
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Berman?
No.
Mr. Jamie Further?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Oh, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Anyone?
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,207. There is a uniqueness to the property. The applicant was given an 8.2 variance where it should have been an 8.9. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,207. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Burton?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,207 is approved.
Go back to planning and zoning to get the full...
But you can call the office in the morning and...
To get the full certificate.
They'll come and do it, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, sir.